It's time for the weekly PolitiFact Virginia report here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, and we're joined again by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Wayne.
Today, I'm going to ask you about two Truth-O-Meter items, both stemming from the same television ad sponsored by a conservative Republican advocacy group called Crossroads GPS, an ad attacking Democratic Senate candidate Tim Kaine. And the first item that you wrote about from this ad claimed that stimulus money from the president's stimulus package went to, quote, office upgrades for politicians. So you checked on the facts and figures behind that, and what did you find out?
Well, Crossroads actually started running this ad in the U.S. Senate race this month. Now, the ad starts with footage of Democratic Senate candidate Tim Kaine saying the stimulus program was critically important to putting people back to work, or to getting people back to work. Now, the Crossroads ad then says, with a hint of sarcasm, that the 2009 stimulus went to, quote unquote, critically important projects, such as $39 million to upgrade politicians' offices. Now, that is a reference to the decade-long renovation of the Kansas State House, and the latest phase of that renovation is being done with a $39 million Build America bond. Now, that's a bond program that was started through the stimulus program. Now, Kansas is borrowing the $39 million through that program, but those bonds are not a direct payment from the federal government to the states. What happens is the state takes out the bond and repays both the principal and most of the interest on that loan. Now, the federal government pays 35% of the interest, but again, the state pays the principal and most of the interest. So the amount the federal government spends on the restoration would be a fraction of that $39 million. And there's another problem with the Crossroads claim, the stipulation that the project merely went to upgrade politicians' offices. A spokeswoman for the Kansas Department of Administration, which oversees the Capitol building, said that office renovations are just one part of a much bigger restoration project that entails refurbishing the building's leaky limestone exterior, replacing 100-year-old wiring, as well as replacing heating and air conditioning systems. So we rated this claim mostly false.
Now, coming from the same ad was another claim that stimulus money went to critically important projects, again, with a touch of sarcasm there, right, such as studying ants in Africa. Now, that sounds very odd. You checked on that as well.
Yeah, it's from that ad's from the same GOP group, the Crossroads. Now, again, after showing footage of Tim Kaine saying the stimulus was important to boosting employment, the ad then takes a dig at the stimulus funding, saying that $1.9 million went to ant research in Africa. Now, this is a recycled claim. Our colleagues at PolitiFact Oregon already checked this, and they noted in a 2010 story that the stimulus bill didn't directly fund ant research, but instead it gave $3 billion to the National Science Foundation, which then parceled out funding for various projects. Now, one of those is indeed a five-year project to study ants in Southwest Indian Ocean and East Africa. A grant synopsis shows that it will cost about $1.9 million. And so that is where the money is going. Now, these ads, however, often cite an eye-catching fact without providing any context. So in defense of ants, or at least ant research, the scientists undertaking the project have said that it does have a valuable purpose. Now, Brian Fisher, the project leader and curator of entomology at the California Academy of Sciences, told PolitiFact Oregon that ants offer insight into climate change, the spread of disease, and natural disasters. Now, we were also able to reach Philip Ward, an entomology professor at the University of California at Davis, who said that the research could potentially find ways to deal with pest ants, such as the so-called big-headed ant, which is in the United States and is believed to be originally from Africa. So the researchers on the project have their own defense of its value. Still, there's no doubt that African ant research is where that $1.9 million is going, so we rate the claim true.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.